Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome, and Happy New Year and all that good stuff. We've got it behind us now, and here we are in 2017. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's great. 2017 has started off rather nicely.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing year. That's how we have to position ourselves. So anyways, to start our show, a new year is a fresh start and an infinity to possibilities. That's really what it's all about. So I hope that everyone is starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Of course, I'm Kim. Chad's not quite here yet. I think he's on his way. So hopefully he'll get here shortly. But I do want to say thank you to all of our listeners out there, all of our callers. And of course, talking about calling, I'd love to give out our phone number. And that phone number is 805-419-0008. That number is how we give back to our listeners. And all you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, your email, and what you're calling about. So we'd love to hear from you. Also, remind everybody to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and download our podcast on iTunes. That's another way that you can listen to all of our back shows or keep listening there. So definitely, there's definitely lots of places to listen. Also, check out our website, kimpaganoshow.com. The other thing that we do is we would love to have you get one of our newsletters, and those go out every single week. And it talks about all of our great shows and all of our great guests and any event that we're a part of. So I'd love to share that with you. Our first guest this morning, and of course, I do want to remind you that we go all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, you know, we start from 6 to 8 every Saturday. So again, our first guest this morning is a psychic. And of course, his name is Vincent Jenna. And he's going to be talking about some of his predictions. So I'm interested to hear about that. And also, our next guest is Melissa Hartwig. And her book is The Whole 30 Cookbook. And so we're going to start off with that, and then we'll move into our second show. So I hope that you stay with us. We know that you have lots of choices out there, and we appreciate you starting your day here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tom, you want to talk about some of our amazing giveaways?
Oh, we've got some good ones. Let's talk about the LA Zoo lights. This is your last chance. This is it for tonight. It's beautiful. You got to check out the zoo, LA Zoo. Great place to go any day of the year, but when you have the holiday lights still blazing along, this is your last chance to win, so you can win those this morning. Caneo Players Theater, they're doing Biloxi Blues. That's a Neil Simon play. It was such a great movie. It started off on Broadway, and now we have it here. Caneo Players, Biloxi Blues. You're going to love it. Rubicon, talk about great plays. Gulf View Drive, it's the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton. There's been some excellent plays at the Rubicon. Gulf View Drive continues that tradition. Flappers Comedy Club, they're a lot of fun. FlappersComedy.com is where you go. Eat, drink, laugh, have a good time with hilarious comedy. Big-time comedians are going to be at Flappers Comedy Club. You can win those this morning with Kim. We're still skating in Thousand Oaks.
Yes,
isn't that great?
Until the end of the... And it's actually, I took my grandchildren over there. It was pretty
so
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah. And they even have like little pushers if you think you can't really.
Little helper for anybody, the kids, everybody. And the other thing, we went by when it was sprinkling and we thought, and there's people out
there. Tons of people out there. It doesn't matter.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So you're going to enjoy that. Dinosaurs Unextinct at the LA Zoo. Another last chance to come face to face with 17 magnificent and ferocious animatronic dinosaur creatures. And finally, got to have some great food in there. Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and yes, Santa Barbara. All of those for you just because you're tuning in to Kim Pagano.
There you go. Thanks, Tom. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, like Tom said, today is the last day of the LA Zoo lights and of course, the Dinosaur Unextinct. So call in right now and get your name in for that at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Vincent, are you there?
I am here, Kim, and thank you for inviting me. And it sounds so exciting. I want to go see the dinosaur light.
There you go. There you go. All right. I could predict that. No. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Well, this all happened to me when I was 28 years old. A lot of people ask me, were you born with this? Did you know that you were always psychic? No, I didn't know consciously that I was psychic. But in hindsight, when I look back on it, my nickname as a kid was the Little Professor because I used to chime in all the adult conversations and give them answers to questions that they were asking. And though I was right, they were very annoyed by that. And so used to brush me off. But at 28 years old, I had a friend who wound up having some issues in his life. And so in a way to be able to help him, I was asking for help. And all of a sudden, this opened up for me. So for the past 34 years, I've been a metaphysician and a psychic and been developing all of those abilities, a healer, as well as a medium. That opened to me a little bit later on. And I've been traveling all over the country giving lectures. Since I was so tormented in my own youth, my greatest goal in life is to help people believe in themselves and empower them to go after their dreams. So that's what I've been doing for the past 34 years. A lot of television, a lot of radio interviews, and just having such a rewarding, wonderful time helping people see their real gifts. That's what I do, Kim.
Wow, I love that because I love to, that's what we talk about on my show is really, you know, we all are here for a reason and a purpose. And a lot of us don't know our purposes. They don't know our gifts. I always say the thing that you do that's the easiest thing to you and you get so many compliments, that's your gift, you know? And so do you agree with me on that?
Oh, actually, I really do. And to even add to that, it's what makes you want to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's what fills your heart with joy every time you think about it. And the whole reason why people don't always know their passion and their purpose is because the stories, their early stories in their childhood, wound up suppressing it and taking it away. The negative messages that they received when they were younger winds up suppressing that dream. Because if you think about it, your last day here on Earth, when you're about ready to cross to the other side, if somebody asks you if you pursued your dreams and everything you wanted, and you turn around and you say, no, you know what? I had an okay life, but I never went after any dreams because I didn't know what they were. That sounds completely different than, yeah, you know, I knew what my dreams were, but I was too much of a chicken to go after them.
Wow.
So how our defense mechanism would actually suppress the dream, especially if you do not believe you can attain it.
Wow. Okay. I like that. So let me ask you, okay, when you say a medium, do people, you know, say they've lost a loved one, or if they are wanting to figure out what kind of job they want, or, you know, when would they call you for what or and what and for all?
Well, actually, in all of those areas of life, people call me wanting to know guidance about their vocation and their purpose. Like we said, they want to know about their health, they want to know about their finances, and they want to know about relationships, love, okay? And the love could also be of lost loved ones, deceased loved ones. But everybody that winds up calling is confused because they all have their own guidance system, Kim. We all do. We're all tapped into the same place that I'm tapped into, okay? But when they're involved emotionally, they get distracted from the real guidance, the inner voice that is letting them know what they should do. So they ignore it. They talk themselves out of it. And they can also be in touch with deceased loved ones. But the primary reason people come to mediums, and this is the sad part, is not just to say hello. You know, like we get on the phone with each other and we go, hey, you know, I've been thinking about you. You could do that and receive a response and get a feeling like, oh, I know Mom just heard me. I feel good. I've been thinking about Mom lately. And then go on your daily work. But people aren't wanting to connect for that reason. They want to connect because they still want to know if that person loves them. They feel they've lost love or the opportunity to find out if that person truly loved them. So they're needing to connect becomes more desperate. That's the reason why a lot of people call me.
It's
sad, but it's good at least that we have these opportunities to be able to get the guidance and clear guidance as well as those messages you need to hear.
Okay, great. I just want to reintroduce and, you know, and say good morning to Chad. He just walked in. How are you, Chad?
I'm wonderful. Happy New Year to everybody.
There you go.
Sorry for being a little late today.
That's okay. You got your coffee and you're all good, you know?
You know, it's that week where the kids are still off and we only have, one or two more days since it's Saturday?
Yeah.
And then they go back to school. And I love being with my son, but, you know, I love the consistency of school, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I'm glad you're here. All right. And of course, we're talking with Vincent Jenna, and we're talking about his psychic healer. Now, okay, we talk about predictions. We talk about, you know, talking to people from the other side that have passed. And so when people, you know, I mean, is that something like you can walk in and know that somebody lost somebody, or, you know, do you need to be told that? Tell us, you know, how do you work that?
No, well, I'm in total control of it. The spirit world and I, as well as my psychic abilities, have an agreement that I am not bothered in my daily life unless I need to be. So a person will either call me or they will come to me, or I go to a group setting. And what I do is I open the doors and the channel, shall we say, okay? And I consciously start to focus on what I may be seeing or hearing. And when I say seeing and hearing, seeing as if you close your eyes and you picture a movie that you once saw or a person or an object. And in your mind's eye, that image that you see, that's the way I see them. So then all of a sudden, either someone will come to me and they'll introduce themselves to me. And then I start getting what's called evidence. I really practice European and British mediumship because they revere it so much, and it's been in existence over there longer than it's been in existence in the United States. So I even trained there. I went to England to train at a psychic college, the Arthur Findlay College of Psychic Sciences, and they look for evidence from that spirit. So the spirit will start giving me evidence so that the person that I'm making the connection for realizes, yes, this being must be here in order for me to be able to get that information. So they'll start talking to me and they'll share.
Huh. Okay, so do you have anybody sharing right now?
I know. We're curious now because
yeah, do you have anybody?
Are the channels open?
Are the channels open? Oh, well, I can certainly open them. So are you asking if there are any spirits that will come in and give connect for either one of you?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay, now is that... And I'm sorry, is that Chad, as in C-H-A-D?
That is correct.
Okay, Chad, great. Well, the interesting thing is, as you were talking about the children, the boys, your son going back to school. And as you were saying that, I got a spirit here that I believe it's maternal, so it's female, and she's older. So she's on the mother's side, so a mother, a grandmother, is more of what I'm thinking because she's laughing at you right now. And she's saying, boy, that's how we felt when any of you were off. We wanted you guys to go back to school, and you didn't like that, and you don't remember that. You didn't like that when we were telling you, go play outside with your new Christmas toys or presents or whatever. So she's laughing at that. And she wants you to know that she's been around you. Was there somebody during this holiday season that was either not well in the family? Or an illness that was going on. She's telling me concerns about health during the holidays.
And that's all directed at Chad? This is all Chad?
Yes, I'm talking to Chad right now.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
What happened with health? So you were okay.
I was okay. My son was okay. My partner was okay.
Your partner was okay, but you're not aware of other family members around you? You've not been in touch with them?
Not enough, and I don't believe my mother was ill over the holidays.
Okay, let's talk about Mom. Is this I believe, is your mother's mother, and I'm not sure what's going on with her. Give her a call. Just talk. She's saying, say hello and say hello from me. Say hello to her and say hello from me. Either she was melancholy or something was going on where she wasn't at her peak, okay, let's say, for the holidays. That's what Grandma is saying. So yes, the messages come in and spirits can come in, but it really depends upon the situation and the circumstances. Like I always get, oh, do you see somebody for me just like now? And it does take them a little bit of time to come in and get in the information. When I'm prepared, like for callers, for example, people will call in and they will ask for messages. They're prepared to do that. And so that the universe knows that and has already got that in alignment. So that's one. Just a short there. Grandma's thinking about you. She's been around you. Don't push out. Your son is having some fun. What about music? She's saying something about music and either an instrument that your son needs. You need to get him involved in music if he's not involved in it already. She's talking about music and that would be a really good outlet for him. Is he into anything right now?
Horseback riding and karate, and I hope
no
music.
Yeah.
Get him those drums.
No drums. No drums.
I'll buy him drums for you. We've got an extra pair in our house. I love it.
Not a tree. He doesn't need drums, but she's saying definitely something like a guitar or a piano or something like that because he needs to get into his right brain. He's being very physical and very left brain.
That's interesting.
And so. Okay. Yeah, get him into music. She loves music, and she would like him to get in music. Plus, she doesn't want him to get hurt.
Okay. Okay. I like it. All right. And so, anything for me on my end?
You would like one too, Kim. Okay. Okay. So somebody from Dad's side. Dad. So there's a paternal is that they're talking about dad, and they're talking about, so I have to ask this. There are two ways that I do wind up seeing spirits. Of course, ones that are fully stepped away from their bodies and deceased, okay, or ones who are still alive and are temporarily coming in. Their soul is just coming to me because they have a message. So I'm getting messages from dad, but I'm not necessarily feeling a complete pull from the earth. So is dad still alive?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Messages, usually when they come to give messages via their soul under these type of conditions, we're all connected together. So if you want to know how he knows that you're on the phone with me, is there would be a spirit or somebody talking to his soul and going, hey, Kim is on the phone with Vincent. Do you have anything that you wanted to say to her? And usually, if they can't speak it in the physical, they'll speak it as their soul. And so he's talking about the pride that he has in you. So I'm not sure if your father is always outspoken emotionally. Is he?
Yeah, he's pretty. He definitely talks his emotions to me.
He speaks his emotions.
Yeah.
And has he spoken about proud and how proud he is of you recently?
Yeah. Yes. No, he's very.
Okay.
Yeah, he's always. He's like my, you know, second cheerleader. You know?
Okay. Well, I find that interesting that he wants to be in here, and he's saying, and what I'm getting from somebody else is his father is with him. So grandpa is here. Did you knew grandpa, but there were things about grandpa that you didn't necessarily know. Is that correct? He's saying that you didn't know all about him.
Yeah. I never really actually knew him. So.
Okay. Okay. So grandpa's saying that. So He, Grandpa also wants you to know that though you don't know him well, that he is around you and he knows you well. And Dad and Grandpa are talking about expanding and expansion. And don't worry about being humble and modest. Think of yourself and your career bigger, so that way it can become even bigger. And there seems to be some type of a move in regards to your career. And both of them are saying, go for it. Grandpa is saying he wasn't one to push Dad, and he wasn't one to really support Dad as much as Dad is supporting you, which is probably the reason why Dad has become such a supporter of yours, is because I don't think he received it as much when he was younger. That's what Grandpa is saying. And they're both saying, go for that expansion that's coming up. Are you aware of something now that you're either planning or you've been working on?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, both of them are saying, think big, and as big as you can dream it and as big as you can feel it, you'll be able to accomplish it. So just keep making it bigger. I'm curious because Dad is saying, I want to see you on TV. Does it have anything to do with television that you were thinking of doing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Grandpa's saying that too. So apparently that's really a good thing and big thing. And you just keep thinking that, and that is laying itself out and planning on happening.
There you go.
And so again, that pride is there. And just Grandpa, I know you don't know me, and it doesn't mean very much, but I still love you.
That's interesting.
And watch over you. So yeah, it is really interesting.
So you know, Vince,
yeah.
We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us for a couple of minutes? Okay.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Okay, great. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, if we have any callers that want to call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, please call in. Also, I'd love to give something away, and we've got some Gulf View Drive Rubicon tickets that are coming up. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. there's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs in Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you, if you are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm Kim. And
I'm Chad.
There you go. And we got Tom over here. And we're talking with Vincent Jenna. And he is a psychic healer and predictions. And I know that you predicted a lot of things in the world that are going on. And one of them, it's funny, my assistant, when she was taking notes, she's like, oh my God, we're going to have a problem with our stock market.
Surprise, surprise.
I know. Yeah. Talk to us about that.
Oh, gosh, really? I know. I wind up being a negative Nelly when it comes to the prediction sometimes, and mostly this year coming up. I know people were complaining about 2016, but they're not learning anything from it. We need to be able to change the future, and we can by the way we heal our own lives. So 2017 is going to have even a little bit more chaos. Now, here's the thing about that. Yes, the stock market is going to go crazy, but less people are going to be affected by it because they're becoming a little bit smarter. A whole bunch of things just went on this past year that were crazy and unexpected. So people no longer have faith in any type of governmental type of thing, as well as the stock market and finances. So it would be smart for many people to change most of their investments from stocks to something that's a little bit more secure and stable, even if it doesn't bring in a lot of interest right now, because this craziness is going up and down. And it's very possible by the springtime, there could be some other form of a crash, be it with the stocks, be it with the banks and homes again, and mortgages and that type of stuff. But it's very unstable because we're very unstable. You saw what happened. And almost 50-50 we've got going on in the United States right now, people that are living in total fear and people that are trying to have some hope. And that is creating a great clash of negativity that's not just affecting us here, but it's going to be affecting us all over the world, Tim.
Wow.
And Chad.
So I'm curious because I see there's going to be a disaster in Japan. And the only reason I truly ask about this is because I actually will be visiting Japan this year. And I kind of want to know when, what time of year, when should I not go?
When should you not go? Do not go when it's colder there. I don't know what their seasons are. That's what I was just told. Don't go during the colder time of the year there. So I don't know. That could be the same time, September. I keep hearing September. I'm not sure if that's their season over there. That's a little bit colder than the rest of the year. But I feel you're going to be safe. Just get back here.
Again, just get back here.
All of the negativity, all the anger, all the resentment, all the fighting that we just went through created an energy. Where energy is having a physical experience, right? And energy is completely charged by what we feel and how we behave. So we either put a positive charge to it or a negative charge to it. And recently, it's all been negative. I'll give you an example how we control the environment. Over here in North Carolina, we've had the craziest nonsense with a stupid bill that our last governor put into place, HB 2. You've heard it all over the United States. People are still laughing at us over here because you literally have to show them you're capable of peeing in the bathroom you want to go in, okay?
Right.
That's how ridiculous it is. And what happened during our last hurricane? We were flooded out over here, and so many of the areas went under complete crisis mode because of it. And it's because of that negativity we're creating. So all of this fighting that's going on is going to disturb and disrupt something because energy manipulates matter. And this earth, as well as our bodies, it's the other reason why people are so sick, it's being affected. And I wish, in between all of that, there are some positive things. Like I said, there's absolutely a cancer breakthrough this year that's coming about.
But well, that's amazing.
Unfortunately, the cancer breakthrough isn't affecting enough people, whereas a devastation like an earthquake, a storm, winds up affecting a lot of people. So, it does tend to seem more negative, but we've got to grow and learn from that.
Vincent, it seemed like this last year, we lost so many people.
We didn't lose anybody.
Okay.
I don't mean to correct you.
Okay.
We don't lose anybody. Nobody dies. Remember, you're talking to a medium here.
Right, right.
Life continues. And it's really funny because I just saw the movie Rogue One, which was another Star Wars episode, right?
Right.
Star Wars is a wonderful story about us. George Lucas took the story of Cain and Abel, and he brought it into contemporary times, and he's very metaphysical. So that story is about us and how we come into relationship with that God force, the power, whatever you want to call it, the force, right? Well, after Rogue One, I came home and I went back and watched episodes 1, 2, and 3 so I can remember the storyline. And one point in it, Yoda turns around and says to Anakin Skywalker before he became Darth Vader, to not fear anyone's death because they don't die. They become part of the force and more part of you than they've ever been before.
Wow.
So, yes, a lot of people have left. And a lot of people wind up leaving at the end of the year during the holidays, by the way. That is statistically correct. I was a hospice social worker for many years. And birthdays and Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving are the time periods where most people will transition.
Wow. Okay.
And the reason for that is because it's the greatest time of year. It's a joyous time of year. A lot of people say, but because of the stress, it's a stressful, depressing time of year, and that's why people die. No, that's not the reason why they die. We have more control over our death than anybody really understands.
Really?
We choose. Yes, we do. We choose the time. Well, haven't you ever heard the stories of the people who are in the process of dying, but they don't die until their daughter, their son comes in from out of town,
yes,
and they get to see them?
Yes, that is true, yeah.
Okay. They also do it in reverse. If people are in the room with them that they don't want in there, like their children, and they want to protect them, they will wait until they leave or go home before they die. Hmm. So we do have an unconscious control over it. And what better time? Listen, I don't want you mourning over me forever. So I'm going to leave during a time that I know that there is joy that will cover the grief. And eventually, if you let the joy take over, you'll begin to feel the people. I've dealt with so many souls and parents who have lost children, some of which can never get over it. Others let go of the grief and they finally feel their children again.
Mm.
So, no, we don't lose anybody. They just transition. We're not going to lose ourselves. We're not going to die. There is no death. So it's just a new home we're going to, a new place, if we can look at it that way.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty, that kind of helps me. I like that. Okay.
Good. Good. You should feel that way.
Yeah. No, I like that. I mean, because I've lost some, you know, people that I love in my life, very recent. And so.
Oh, I know it's hard.
Yeah.
I know it's really hard, but man, they love you dearly. And so let's, if you want to go there, if you want to just go there, there is a female here that's present, but it's fresh. Like, are you talking about like within a month that you've lost somebody?
No, uh-uh.
It's been a little bit longer than that because
yep.
It seems really, really, really fresh. But it was within this year. So what happened a month ago though? She's giving me this female that's here is talking about a month ago.
Nope.
That nothing with an illness with anybody, not necessarily a death, but something emotional that transpired a month ago. Was it a memory, an anniversary, a birthday, or something along those lines?
No.
Now, she's not letting go of the month. So she's saying, think of what happened last month. She's saying, no, in the beginning of December or the end of November. So around Thanksgiving time is what she's referring to. Yes, she's not going to let go of that. It's a date. There is a date involved with that in that month that strikes an emotional chord. And she's saying, just think about that. I want you to think about that even later during that month and go through a memory. So it has to do with a memory and something. So it's not necessarily a birthday, but some special date that came about last month. But that represents a time in the past. A time in the past is what she's talking about. So think about that.
Okay.
And it'll strike a chord. But no, try to, yes, allow yourself the grieving process.
You know what's interesting is I would think that, you know, so many people see their loved ones or have a dream or have, you know, a vision. And that's something I was really looking for. And I haven't. And so... You know, is there a way to do that or, you know?
That's really interesting. Yes. When a soul initially transitions, and I'm talking about within days, okay, they're still close to the earth. So that's where you hear some of the stories about, I knew my mother just died because I felt her, or grandma came into the room. And then you find out, you get a phone call, I just want to let you know that your mother, your grandmother, your grandfather just died. That's because they're so close to the earth and they want to quickly let people know, I'm okay, and then they have to move on. Then what winds up happening is once they're on the other side, they still have processing and work to do. Life continues there, just same as it continues here, with less limitations. Everybody wants to think, now we're in heaven and we're just these energies that float around and do absolutely nothing. That's not true. You take your personalities with you. You even take your issues with you. So a lot of times, people have to take care of things on the other side. Now, some of the people that you lost were still of a young age. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. And so usually when we wind up transitioning before a natural death, that means something got in the way. And it usually is some pent-up emotions, because we affect our bodies. Every disease, every illness, we actually manifest ourselves.
I agree.
Again, energy manipulates matter. Mm. And because of so much torment we've been through, now some of these people that I'm getting, and this woman who is here is talking about past pain. Gosh, I want to say one of them is a friend. I don't know if it was a best friend or a sister-like person or sister, but this female is talking about being close to you, and she's talking about emotions from the past that were all pent up and really, 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 really hurt her, but never really resolved them and released them. So what wound up happening is that these feelings turned into the physical issue. And as one of the people that you lost died of a disease?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Was it a cancer?
No. Uh-uh.
It wasn't a cancer, because no. He's talking about eating at me. So I interpret that as a cancer.
Wow. You know what? Okay. So this has been amazing, but I have so many other people that we got to get on. Vincent, I want to have you back, and I want to call you because where do my listeners find out more about you?
All they have to do is go to my website at vincentgenna.com, and that's with a G, G-E-N-N-A. So go there. You can see all my media interviews with all information on there, resource tabs, ways to communicate with me, a lot of information on there. Plus, I do a live event on my Facebook page now. So all they have to do is go and like the page. They'll be able to be part of that, and they'll be able to ask questions.
I love it.
Because I do it for free.
Okay. Yes. I love it. Vincent, please share our show and my podcast with everybody. I'm going to call you and we'll have you back.
Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Kim and Chad. Take care and Happy New Year to everybody.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're going to move right into our next guest. Melissa Hartwig, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Sure. So I am a certified sports nutritionist and the co-creator of the Whole30 program. I've written 4 books about the Whole30, including the new Whole30 cookbook, which came out just about a month ago.
Great. Okay. And so what does Whole30 mean?
So, you know, Whole30 isn't a diet. Not a weight loss program. It's really something very different in this kind of new year, new you space. We like to think of the Whole30 like pushing the reset button with your health, your habits, and your relationship with food. So it's a dietary reset in the truest form of the word, targeting your cravings, your metabolism, your digestive tract, and your immune system.
Wow, interesting. Okay. And are you a nutritionist?
I am a certified sports nutritionist. I actually came to the Whole30 through fitness, but I've been focusing just on nutrition for the last 5 or 6 years.
That's interesting. And so we are what we eat, correct?
Yeah. I mean, yes, we are what we eat, and food has an incredibly impactful influence in every aspect of our health and well-being, whether it's physical or psychological.
Right. And when you say psychological, if we eat, I know there's like a lot of emotional eating. If we eat certain foods, does that tend to work on us differently as opposed to, you know, I mean, our bodies will look better, but are we also adding to our minds or hurting our minds?
In an enormous way. Both from a physiological perspective, there is a lot of literature that links consumption of foods to which you are sensitive to psychological conditions like depression, anxiety, seasonal affective disorder. But when we feel like we're in control of our food and we feel like we're looking our best and feeling our best, that also brings a sense of self-confidence that spills over into every other area of your life.
So I'm curious, what does the Whole30 mean? I mean, is it 30 things we need to eliminate, we need to add? Is it like a 30-day plan? I mean, what does
is
that
the
mean?
The age 30?
Yeah. When we should start doing this?
Yeah.
It is a 30-day program. So for 30 days, you'll be eliminating foods that the scientific literature and our clinical experience have shown to be really commonly problematic to varying degrees across a broad range of people. So you're going to pull these foods that are commonly problematic out, and you're going to see how the absence of these foods impacts your energy, your sleep, your mood, your attention span and focus, your cravings, your digestion, aches and pains, everything from asthma to allergies to migraines to acne. All of these things are influenced by the food you're eating. So let's take a break from these potentially problematic foods and see what gets better.
And what are what are the top five that we should eliminate?
That's just exactly what I was going to ask.
Good question. So what you're eliminating on the Whole30 would be all forms of added sugar, all forms of alcohol.
I thought I could get away with the sugar, and then you said no alcohol.
I know, but what healthy eating plan is going to allow you to have tequila, you know?
But it's all natural.
Yeah. Okay.
I've actually heard tequila helps with digestion.
There you go. And even red wine is, right? Yeah. What book were you reading?
I'll show you.
Okay. What's number three?
I will also say, remember, this is just for 30 days. I'm not saying you can never have tequila ever again, right? So just for 30 days, you're also pulling out grains. So that would be like wheat and rye and barley and corn and rice. Okay. No grains for 30 days. Okay. You're pulling out legumes, so beans, peas, peanuts, and soy. Wow. And you're eliminating all forms of dairy.
So what's left to eat besides vegetables and fruits and water?
Yeah.
Wow, you make it sound way more boring than it actually is. It is meat, seafood, and eggs in moderate portions. You know, it's not carnivorous by any means, but you're eating some animal protein, lots and lots of vegetables and fruit, natural healthy fats, fresh herbs and spices. And if you flip through the new Whole30 cookbook, I guarantee you're not going to look at a single meal and think, oh, that looks like I'm going to be deprived for 30 days.
Now, how do you do that when you're out at restaurants? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want you to be a Whole30 hermit. I want you to go out and enjoy the stress-modulating effect of in-person social interaction. So if you're going to go out to eat, just do a little research first. Look at the menu ahead of time. See what's on the menu that is accessible to you through the program. It's really easy at most restaurants these days to order a steak or a burger with no bun, some kind of a side garden salad, and instead of the rice or the french fries that comes with it, just ask for some steamed vegetables.
Right.
You know, or plain mashed potatoes. It's actually really
so when you say plain mashed potatoes are still okay to eat, or potatoes
without salt, butter,
sour cream, mayonnaise, right? No. Any of those things, yeah.
Now I'm picturing someone just like with a plain baked potato. You can have clarified butter or ghee on the Whole30. You can make your own, coconut butter topping for a potato. You can certainly add salt to your food. You're not eating the processed foods that are so high in sodium, so a little bit of salt here and there is no problem whatsoever. Mm. We get really, really creative with these recipes and the dressings and sauces that we use.
Now, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Melissa Hartwig, and we're talking about her. This is your third book, did you say?
The Whole30 cookbook is the fourth book.
Okay. And so this is a cookbook. Now, what's your favorite recipes in there? Because we don't have the book in front of us, but do you have a lot of great recipes?
Oh, there are so many good recipes.
Are they like quick recipes? Because that's what I like.
Some of them are really quick. So my favorite, do you enjoy like Thai food or Laotian food?
I love that. Yes.
Okay. We have a turkey larb recipe in this book that is 5 minutes of prep time. That's it.
Okay.
And you can cook up a whole bunch of either ground turkey or ground chicken as your base. And then you're adding some fresh herbs and spices, some fish sauce, a soy sauce substitute, serving it in lettuce leaves or on a salad. It is one of my favorite recipes, and it literally comes together in just a matter of minutes.
Ooh, yum, yum. Okay. That sounds really good.
So really I'm curious. We've talked about what to take out of our diet. What are the probably the five things you would say put in our diet?
Oh, good idea. You know what, though? Melissa, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, can we talk about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. All right. Talking about, we're going to take a really quick break, but I'd love to give something away right now. I've got holiday ice rinks at the lakes. And, of course, that's over at the Westlake right there in Westlake. And they're going to be all the way there until January 31st. And it's Monday, Thursday through noon to 9. And so I would love to share those with somebody. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 0-8-4-1-9-0-0-0-8. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life and, of course, the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to remind you that we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And, of course, we have a whole nother show for all of you out there. And we're going to talk with Tesh and Summit and about their brand new food app. And, of course, that's called Critique. And we're going to be talking about that. And then also we have Sharana Boyle in her book, Mantras Made Easy. So I hope that you stay with us all the way through. We've got lots of stuff that we're going to be giving away. And, of course, I thank you so much for being here. And, of course, we're talking right now with Melissa Hartwig and the Whole 30 Cookbook. When we left on our break, Melissa, we were talking about we know all the stuff that we need to get rid of, but what do we need to keep?
Yeah, so the Whole 30, again, is based on, you know, real, whole, natural foods. So you're thinking meat, seafood, and eggs, vegetables, fruit, natural, healthy fats. But there are a couple key ingredients that can really spice up the flavor and variety of your Whole 30. So one thing I always have on hand is ghee. Ghee is a form of clarified butter. It's butter that has had all of the milk proteins removed. So it's lactose-free. It's milk protein free, which means that it's safe even for people who are sensitive to dairy. Mm. And it's this delicious, rich flavor. You can use it for cooking. It's really good for cooking because it's got a very high heat point. You can use it on top of roasted vegetables. You can even mix it with herbs and spices to make a compound butter, which is one of my favorite, super quick and easy, but looks really fancy tips.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah. Okay.
So I love ghee.
Okay, perfect. And now, what are the first four of your books? What are they? Are they all into the Whole 30? Is that how you started them, or is there other things?
So I started because the Whole 30 began in 2009 with just a self-experiment. My co-founder and I decided to try this squeaky clean eating protocol. I was really looking to see if it would help my performance in the gym because I felt like I was already really healthy. And over the 30 days, my energy skyrocketed and stabilized. I was sleeping so much better. I lost a lot of like the puffiness I was carrying around. And my relationship with food was so dramatically transformed. It was the first time in my life I was able to get off the scale and out of the mirror and develop like a really healthy relationship with food. So kind of how it all started.
I love it. All right. Well, I would love you to send me all your books so that, you know, we could have you back. And where do my listeners find your books?
Everything is available wherever books are sold, and you can go to whole30.com for all the program rules, our free PDF downloads, and information about all four of our books.
Okay, perfect. And if you could give us one thing that we should concentrate on changing our eating habits, what would that be?
Learn to cook.
Learn to cook at home, right? Yeah. That is so true because what you know, you can know what's going into your food as opposed to going out and you never know what's going on, right?
And there is something really satisfying about preparing a meal from scratch and then sitting down together with loved ones and actually eating it.
I love it.
A great bonding experience.
I love it. Melissa, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Will you share our show and our podcast with all your people?
I can't wait. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our first hour. And of course, we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us. And Chad and I and Tom will be here. And of course, we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. And of course, although no one can go back and make a brand new start, anyone can start from now and make a brand new ending. How about that? So anyways... are you ready for the new year? I know we've got a couple.
I am. I'm rolling into event season, you know.
I know.
Have back-to-back events.
We've got the gala coming up. And
lots of things going on.
I know. So we'll have to talk about that.
Oh, yes.
So, okay, cool. All right. Well, I do want to remind you, stay with us because we've got a whole nother show for you. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally.